Hi, everybody. Well, tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And the date today is the 14th of February. We'll be going to the Lightship probably about 20 minutes before the hour. And let's do a clearing here for everyone for maybe emotional situations, being upset, etc. So whatever that means to you. Hopefully you don't have anything, so you don't need this. But if you do, here we go. Going to release that energy from you. One, two, three, four, and five. And next, let's go in and bring up the light beams. So here we go. Light beams coming our way. And we'll do the male one first. So here we go. Stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger, okay? And next, let's do the non-gender. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, and again, do the female. So stronger, stronger, stronger and stronger. Okay. So here we go, everybody. We'll put the co-host on tonight. So are you out there, Brown?
Hello, Ron. Yes, I am. And good evening, everyone, and welcome. So happy that we're all here and get to experience the Creation Lightship on my favorite of all of our shows, Saturday night. And I always tell people, if you can possibly listen to this show live, it's really worth putting that on your calendar. It's still wonderful to listen to it in the archives. And you will receive peace energy when Ron takes us to the Lightship, but it's nice to experience it live. So we met quite a few new people, Ron, at the Expo, and I hope some of them are listening. And if they are, welcome. And I also want to just say thank you for opening with an emotional clearing. That's always appreciated. But today is February, so 2/14/2014, and I'd love you to clear those numbers for us. But also it is culturally, in this country anyway, Valentine's Day. And I was thinking that most people who've done clearings and listened to you probably have no attachment to that at all, but we may have in the past. So could you clear that for us, Ron? Ron, are you there?
Yes, I am here. So here we go. Let's clear February and or the 2. For February, the second month. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And next we will clear the 14. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And the year that we're in, 2015. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, everybody. And hopefully you're feeling good about that. We'll go back into another year, maybe, if you like, for Valentine's Day. And let's release that energy from you, if you would like to have that released. So think of one of the Valentine days that you had in your life, and maybe it now as you look at it is upsetting. Maybe before it wasn't, but maybe now it's pushing a button. So here we go, releasing the energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we'll see what happens there. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. And as Cindy said last night, we have quite a few emails and questions since we weren't doing the shows live last week. So I'm going to go back, and this is an interesting, you know, kind of general question that I think will be great to ask, keeping our new listeners in mind. Is Ron trapped here with us, or is it just us?
It's you guys. I'm not in time, so you guys are trapped here. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so you could get out any time, huh? Yet you choose not to.
I want to see the Earth the way it's supposed to be, the original hologram, before the dark side got it, or the creation energy as it was here. I shouldn't say the original hologram, but the original blueprint energy. So I'm waiting for that. Everything else is holograms. Who knows, you know, what is there, you know, what they've covered up for our people. So anyway, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. And another question also that I think this person's been listening quite a while, but this would be helpful, I feel, also to a new listener. Receiving your healing, and they mean, I believe, running the healings on your website through the computer, I like to just go in and then leave the picture up. And then I sometimes feel I can't connect to the pictures that often because of anxiety. Is this preventing me from receiving the healing since I'm not holding the picture with me or looking at the picture the whole time?
No, okay, you don't have to connect to the picture. You know, you can have it in your room. The picture will connect to you. So another way of stating that is that, you know, your energy, in a sense we could call it even mind energy, which you don't normally talk about, but if you're attempting to connect to pull energy off of the photograph on the light beam, it won't work. So it connects to you and brings in peace through your spirit. But there's nothing for you to really do except just to have the picture up. So if you are frustrated, having a bad day, and the light beam is up, it is sending energy to your spirit. And you may not be in the now to feel it. You may be going through frustration. So you're not going to possibly feel the energy coming to you because you're in mind energy, not in source energy. And hopefully I answered that, you know, good for people. Remember, source energy doesn't have frustration, doesn't have anxieties, doesn't have a bad day. It just is, and it's in the moment. Well, if you feel like you're not in the moment and you can't feel anything, or you're in a different room and you're still having a frustrating day, energy is still working. It's coming to you. You're just unable to sense it because you're in the wrong energy system. In the darkness, but it's still coming to you. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Okay, this request is somewhat dated and possibly not necessary anymore, but I'm going to say it anyway, Ron. I think this might be an event that happens occasionally. The request is for you to clear a blue moon. It was from earlier in the month. Is that one of those energies that could affect us?
Yeah, anything out there, if it's transmitting it to you, could affect you. I could clear that, I guess. I'd recommend going on and do the planet star vortex clearing to get other things off you that you know nothing about. But here we go. I'll clear that one energy that the person is talking about, you know. What this is going to do, okay, let's just back up here. So right away we brought up a negative energy, and so people are wondering, what the heck's a blue moon? Or they already know what a blue moon is. So just by thinking of the blue moon, you're being courted to it because you're trying to figure out where it connected to you. Okay, so that's not good. So let's just clear the energy. Oh, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's why I don't do any clearings on the radio for, like, somebody has a type of cancer or a heart condition or something, because you're bringing in the energy, you know, to everybody on the program if they tune into it. Actually, most people might be tuned into that because you're bringing it up. You know, I don't mind clearing situations that people have, and that's your own situation. That's why I don't specify. Like, you know, I don't get on and say, you know, this healing is going to work for people who have had their dog run over and squished by a car, you know. And right away you're going to go, oh, God, that could have happened to me. And you're going back 20 years when it happened, you know, or you ran over your dog, you know, by accident or whatever. I don't want to bring up situations like that to you because you all have your own personal stuff. And the personal stuff is what you're dealing with. I'll do a clearing for, you know, something that maybe is something that you know yourself, but I don't want it to be repeated over the airwaves here to draw people into courting and to have people get connected to it, you know. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Right, we are being more careful about that now, me and all of the other co-hosts. But that's a very helpful thing for us to reiterate to people because I think in the past we would sometimes mention conditions and diseases and not, you know, we're just not going to do that anymore. And I think everyone's understanding that. We're getting a lot less of it in the emails and on the comments. So we thank everyone for understanding about that. And we gals that help Ron by co-hosting don't want to get corded or attached to anything either. So we appreciate everybody kind of going along with our new format, I guess I should call it. Okay, Ron, thank you. And yes, I didn't know what that last thing was that I mentioned either, so thank you so much for clearing that. Okay, we have a lot of other... Okay, I this is a long one. Okay, I think that's a little too long for us to read on the air. I'll try to break that down and get to it on another show. Okay, someone's saying, a good choice for meditators. Instead of meditating for long hours like I used to, I just use the Be Here Now clearing. I find it makes me able to be present and stops all the other things that weren't allowing me to be present. All thoughts are something I can now laugh at. Thank you so much for the free Be Here Now clearings.
Great, thank you.
It is a very powerful one, and if people aren't familiar, it's the Be Here Now, and it's free on creationlightship.com.
And then also do the Mind to Heart Drop.
So. Thank you. Yes, thank you, Ron. Okay. Okay, I wanted to move on now to... okay, people have been requesting, because I think I mentioned it the other day on one of the shows, the mind looping, some... nice listener, there's a mind looping clearing, and a nice listener put together a list of things that you might want to clear while you're doing that clearing. And I did send it out to those people who requested it, but our wonderful moderator has also put that list on the CLS chat welcome page, so now anyone can access it. It might help you if you're going to do that clearing, or even the mental body clearing, to kind of, you know, jog your thoughts, oh, that happens to me, or I need that. So just take a look there if you're interested. That's very interesting.
So thank you for whoever did that. The nice thing about it is that sometimes you have an issue and you're in the middle of the issue. You know, the issue owns you. You become it, and you don't know about the issue. So by having information like that, you might just find something that, oh, man, I did do that, or, wow, yeah, that's, you know, that's me or something, you know, and you don't even know about it because you're not, you know, it's so much a part of you that it doesn't stick out or stand out, and you won't know anything about it to clear, you know. So that's great that somebody put that up. Thank you so much.
Okay. Okay. Again, this was a while ago, but you did one night for us a wonderful sample healing where you put space holders under our feet. I believe you called them space holders. So someone wrote in about that, that for 2 days they felt like they were walking on air, and that combined with the entity clearing that you had also done they had had a foot problem, and now they don't feel any more pain from that. So the combination, I guess, of an entity clearing that you did, Ron, and this person smartly focused on where they were having pain, because you've explained to us so many times that if you have pain in your body, it's attracting entities.
That was the air cushions, we'll call it, underneath the feet. Yeah, that's great.
You have to
connect to your energies or the situation that you're dealing with. Mike doesn't know what's wrong with you. When I do a clearing, you need to focus on something that's going, wrong or just having problems with, I guess, awry or wrong or something, And if you don't focus on a situation, possibly, it won't even be looked at. So unless I specify something. But anyway, that's great. I'm very happy that somebody got rid of the entities from their feet. And entities also cause addictions. So in a sense, what happened was the person was addicted. This may sound a little weird, but the person was addicted, became addicted to the pain in the feet, and the entities came there. So it may not sound like the right way to describe something, but that's kind of what happens. You get used to it, and you don't like it, but so you know that the pain is going to come as you start to walk or something, and that's like an addiction. So entities that are addicted to your pain will come to you. Another twist on it. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. May we have a sample of the entity clearing?
Sure. So think of typically a pain in your body that you may have, or it could even be a mannerism, whatever that would be to you. Could be, something that you see all the time when you get upset, a hand gesture or something. But here we go. So one, two, three, maybe you stick your tongue out at somebody, just things that happen. And entities are doing that for you and to you. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And get rid of some more entities. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And I'll go a little further with this here. I know I talked about some movies about war stuff, and maybe you two are kind of interested in watching that. I would think most people are not listening, but maybe you have watched, something in the past and you thought it disgusting, and, you think about it and you still have it in your mind here because it comes up when you think about it. So what I'll do is clear away the entities that hopped into you probably from that war scene, okay, what you're watching on TV, and they're still with you. So here we go, releasing those entities. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, I'll do another entity clearing. This is another kind of unusual one. Maybe you're a fireman or policeman listening. Maybe you've seen fires on TV. That happens, a fire happens and they got the news crew out there showing pictures of the building burning or something. And you may also have entities of maybe dogs or cats or birds that maybe died in that fire. You don't know about it. You just look at the outside of the building. Maybe people have died, and maybe they hopped into you. Emotional bodies, which we now call entities. Here we go. We're going to clean these out of you, ones that we can anyway. So think of a situation like that. Maybe you had training. Maybe you're an EMT listening. Or maybe a nurse, and so naturally they show you situations and scenes, how things happen, and, on a movie strip or something, and all of a sudden now you got that in your mind, and you're picking up entities from that. So here we go. Basically, in everything you look at that could be damaging to something could give you entities. have the empathy and you feel sorry for them or something. So here we go, releasing. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. It's pretty heavy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And I just want to say this listener wrote their email, Dear CLS listeners, and I really appreciate that because we all learn when someone has a question or a comment. So we thank you all for writing in. I had an amazing healing recently. Ron was able to see some energies / contracts on me from my soul family and releasing lots of heaviness from the distant past, which was affecting me greatly in my current life. This was all during the 4-in-1 healing, so I was able to hook up with my original planet energies and twin flame energy. These both felt wonderful. Then Ron was able to release some problems from an accident I had had many years ago. He used the CLS energy to move structural tissue, which had been molded into its current position through more than 30 years of hardened fascia, joints, and bone densities. This was truly miraculous work. Thank you, Ron and Creation Lightship, from a longtime listener.
Great. Yeah, that was quite interesting. Yes. Uh-huh.
Yes. So maybe you could explain a little bit more about what this person is referring to, Ron, with the 4-in-1 healing.
Well, I had to take her out of the soul family. That's the last part of it. Everything else is going very nicely. And once we got her out of the soul family, some of that stuff was kind of haunting her as I was releasing energy. So the last part of the 4-in-1 is to take you out of your soul family and then to release from the body energies from the past. The energies could be like, you know, if you were an artist, you know, and you have your spirit energy in something. And with this lady, she had some situations that I never have ever had come up before that I was able to see. And so we did some releasing of that, and that's how this kind of happened. So it was definite past life ingrained stuff that was probably being enhanced in this lifetime by her soul family, causing her physical problems. Oh, very interesting.
Well, and you also have the soul family clearing on the website that people can do.
Yeah, that one's good for current situations that you have. You know, things start happening, and your soul family members are the ones who are involved with your situations. So you get rid of that, and the situation can be dampened down a lot. That, you know, and timeline crashing, a lot of the clearings kind of overlap each other. Oh, it's not as if one's going to fix everything. Oh, it could, but you do have different ways to look at the clearings. But the soul family is the one closest to you, the people that are causing you the problem. And then the timeline crashes are what you want to get off of because you could be replicated with your soul family members on multiple hundreds, you know, maybe even 1,000 timelines dealing with something. So that's kind of the way it works when you release your soul family members on the one on the website that we're talking about here. That's like a Band-Aid, and it can improve you greatly with that one situation to get off of it. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Here's a somewhat related comment someone sent in on the emails. Hi, Ron. I returned a call from a relative I hadn't heard from in a long time. He sounded cheerful, and I protected myself before calling back. I thought there would be less chance of courting if I just called them. Well, I'm now spending the day clearing keywords of diseases and tragedies and timelines from the past. So grateful to have these tools from Creation Lightship. What a difference to speak to someone so in darkness. I wish I could always be around other clear humans. I see people now as the small end of a funnel. Don't know what's behind them that's just waiting to attack me.
That's good, yeah.
Well, I think this person thought they were kind of safe. And I guess they're learning, not really. You're not so safe.
Yep.
People are putting in requests for different rooms they'd like to visit on the lightship, and we didn't mention that. But if you would like to, if you were able, if you're listening to the show online, you can click onto the Fast Chat page and put your requests in there, and I am getting them on the and able to read them. And then we have another person, Ron, who had an injury. And we, you know, we won't get into what that was, but they had an incident and wrote to you to ask, gee, am I now cloned? So you could you explain what that means and what happened to this person?
Okay, well, what basically the injury, when you have an injury, automatically your spirit's out of your body, number one. How long is it going to be out? That's kind of hard to say. It depends on how much pain you're in. At that point, because you have a situation happening, they can replicate you. And so there may be many clone versions of you out there on timelines. Now, the question, I think, is can you become cloned to have that happen to you? Yeah. There could have been maybe a clone of you. Remember, you're cloned out every 10 minutes. So you're only human 3 hours a month. So let's just start with that. And every other time, except for those 3 hours, a different alien group, we'll just call it, race or races within a race or individual aliens or whatever, we'll just say groups of aliens, take your real estate, which is your body, and they have you for 10 minutes. So you are, at that point, a cloned human, a replica, and you do have spirit energy because they take part of you from your spirit and manifest your body along with the spirit that looks out of your eyes. The real you and your real body is somewhere else. Where, I don't know, but you do come in to your bone structure, your skeleton, once a month for about 3 hours because they need to have a place for you to land. So they energize you with your GPS location, we'll say, so that they can find you and reattach all the clones to that coordinates. Oh, everybody is cloned, cloned humans. Now, the other one is a real clone. And so a real clone can be a replica of you, but it doesn't have any spirit energy in it. No spirit. You're just a replica, kind of much like an animated character that looks like you. And we're also seeing those now on some of the movies. I watched one movie, and I had to take a double take because the animation was almost, really, really good, maybe like, 95% of what you think a human would look like. And it looked like a human, you know, at a distance until you kind of look at it. And it's a little different, but that's what they're doing now. So maybe in 5 years, and I'd even see, the real actors. It'd just be a artificial intelligent body, we'll say, put into, software. They take a picture of one of your favorite celebrities, and all of a sudden there's a movie that they're in, but they're not in the movie. It's just the picture of them that they recreate and animate. So anyway, that's kind of interesting. So back to you. So yeah. And if you're in too much pain, then they may just happen to put a clone in you because the pain's too hard to deal with here physically, and you could have a clone of you with a physical problem here with much less pain because they don't want to transfer all that pain to the body or they could transfer more pain. Where are you in this process? Okay, that's, like I said, where are you in that 3 hours of time when you're not here? You know, you got a lot of time that you're not here. Where are you? I don't have a clue for that one. I don't know where they're storing you. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. And so this same listener who did contact you earlier, were you able to kind of get some of her or some of her back?
Yeah, I did that, yes. Uh-huh.
Well, good. I'm pretty sure this person is listening, so she should be happy to hear that. And she had a couple of other questions. When that happens, and of course I know this is a good answer for her, would she still have a twin flame and a home base? In other words, if someone's completely cloned out, do they still have those connections or are they shut down from them?
Well, if you're an alien clone here and not a human clone, you would still have, you would not have that, okay? You'll have it if you are a human clone, because you still have spirit energy. I guess, just to, not to confuse people, but maybe to bring some more clarity. So let's say that when you're here, you know, that the 3 hours a month, you're 100% you, 100% spirit, 100% body. Now, when the aliens replicate you, all that other time that you're here, then maybe you're only 1% of your body that's put into the spirit of your body, we'll say. So the spirit of your body, that 1% now goes into their life form that they created that looks like you. And then you only have, say, 1% of your spirit. So the other 99% is somewhere else. That could also be replicated on other timelines. So you could be out there with the same body that's a replica, and so you could be out, you know, on 99 timelines making all of you 100%. And all you are is 1% here. So the 1% that's here, since it does have spirit energy, will be able to connect to the home base and your twin flame, you know, if you do that clearing, because it still holds light. It's that it's much less than what you normally would have. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. And then she's also, you know, she had a lot of questions, I think, in a, you know, bit of a panic, thinking, oh, no, I've just become a clone. And then she also wanted to know, would I be able to ascend?
Well, the that's how we have the Earth transfer clearing. So, you know, the ascension with your spirit, you need to get the barcode off of you. And then, you know, if you're doing clearings, then, you know, the clearings on the Earth transfer will hold the energy of you so you can be found. The answer, you know, would be your spirit would be able to get out of here. Your body, it depends how much you've done on your body to hold spirit integrity. Your thoughts that you have is forcing your spirit out of your body. So as you do clearings, and the clearings get rid of the darkness, the thought energies, the duality energies that you're storing. Remember, whatever you're seeing, you're putting into your database, and that gets stored into your body, along with your energetic body. So we're talking about the physical body. The emotional body, the pain body, all the other bodies that are invisible will not even have an ascension. They don't belong to you. They belong to the Earth spirit. Okay? So your actual physical body, as you do clearings to clean out the darkness out of you, then as you do those, you're going to feel lighter. And people even comment, they go, yeah, you know, I've been doing a few clearings, and I feel really, really centered and good, and I'm radiating energy. That's great, because now you're reclaiming your spirit that has left you. It could still be on the outside of your body and not coming in because it's darkness. You're regaining more of yourself. Well, back to you.
Okay, Ron. Thank you so much. Hmm. if aliens and clones, this just came in, can be replicated into light, why not a human?
If aliens and clones, okay, well, the human is already of light.
Right.
Well, the human's already of light, so we have that clearing, the alien to light and the clone to light clearing, so that's if you maybe see yourself as a clone someday, or maybe your boss or your wife or husband or your kids or even your dog or cat. You know, you look at them, they go, I don't know, they look a little different today. You know, like we'll just say, geez, my husband used to always want me to make coffee for him in the morning before he goes to work. Last week, he's not asking for coffee. Is this the real husband? Probably not. So then you better do that clearing on him and get him back so that what is here anyway will become human. Okay? Oh, that's why that clearing's on there. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Thank you. Okay. Okay, someone is writing in about a condition, a physical condition, and let me just skim this. Please share your ideas on how I can release this stored energy. I have yet to do the emotional healing.
Well, right there, automatically. Yeah. You have to do that one first. So if you don't, so that's where you start at. So don't jump the gun. Don't try to find a shortcut, okay? Don't think there's a cheaper clearing that's going to fix you. You must do the emotional clearing, the whole lifetime emotional clearing. Because that's storing your data that's come up in this lifetime that you engaged with, and that could cause your condition. Remember, your thoughts will cause your condition. Your body will kill itself to get well. And the emotions are the main one that you're activating. So if you don't do the emotional clearing, you know, but that's what you want to do. That's all that'll say. You know, don't even look elsewhere. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yes, thank you. And all illness, I believe you have said, and maybe you could talk more about this, originates with something emotional. Is that correct?
Yeah, remember, it's the darkness energy that you're dealing with. And the emotions get stored in your emotional body, then get leaked back into your physical. So that's what the energy blockages are. So you want to get rid of the emotions. You want to be
right in
peace in the moment. And the emotions will prevent you, that and also pain, will prevent you from being in the present moment. I would think if you did the clearings of Be Here Now and then also the Mind to Heart Drop, very possibly, you might lose some of the pain that you're dealing with, but you have to do the emotional clearing. So, and get that out. And you know, I recommend after you do the whole lifetime one, then by all means get the unlimited version after that to stay current with it, because people will connect with you. Just like we, you know, somebody said about the phone call they got from a relative, and they brought in all this stuff. No, to the person. Now the person has to deal with it. Well, that's a lot of that could be emotionally based. So they're dumping on you their emotions and their situations. So by all means, do that clearing and do the unlimited so you can stay current after you do your whole lifetime emotional clearing. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you. Okay, somebody wrote in, again, I won't go into the details of what happened, but they were doing, excuse me, a clearing, and, I skipped down, okay. The alien to light clearing, and actually someone else mentioned the clone to light earlier, Ron, and those are free healings you've given us. Are we still able to give those to people if they would like to receive them?
Yeah, they just need to request it, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, so if anyone would like the alien to light, clone to light, and alien human hybrid to light, it's actually three clearings, please send us an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com and we'll send that out to you. So this person got a response on their body when they ran that, and they knew exactly what was happening. In the past, they were connected to, well, I've actually heard of this thing. I don't know if it's a religion or a New Age organization. I'm not going to say the name of it, but something. And I've definitely heard of it. I think they used to have storefronts around. And something left her body, and she knew that it was connected to that organization that she used to be connected to. And she got a little bit of a mark on her body, you know, like a sore, but it went away. But the interesting thing is, her daughter had the same thing happen. Now, I don't know if the daughter had been involved in the same group or it was a young child, but maybe had had that energy transferred from the mother. So these things go so deep, Ron.
And it could be transferred from a past life. Maybe
right.
Your grandparents belonged to that religious organization, we'll say, and they got a barcode put on them in that location. So all of a sudden you got it, and now you're... Maybe your son or daughter, you know, this thing appears. So that's, you know, it's just the way we live here. These are all perfectly normal. What I will say on the, we should be saying this to people now. If you do get the alien light or the other ones, those three ones, they will only work for you. And amount to somebody else, they will not work for those people. So I just need to say that. I may have mentioned it on other shows a long time ago, but... That's why you have to request it for yourself only. Oh.
But if I could just clarify, Ron, so that means that I should never share the codes to those clearings with someone else, for instance. But
that is correct.
But I can put a different name in there to clear a person.
If it goes to you personally, you can use those clearings. But you cannot give it to anybody else. That's why you have to request it.
Got it. Yes, that's very clear. Just being sure that we can run them on ourselves,
if you have
but also
tell that person to connect with us, you know, CLS questions, and ask for the code. Then it will work.
Got it. And that's why we send them out when people ask.
Yes.
Okay, and I just want to add one more thing that this person wrote in, and thank you so much for sending it in, that the person said, again, doing the alien to light, at first I was afraid I would vanish if I ran this clearing on myself, but I'm still here. And I think I understand that a little, but I think, can you just explain, Ron, exactly what creation lightship is and why you never really have to have a fear when you're doing clearings?
What source energy? So it works with your spirit. And so the clearings, nothing is used that's outside of yourself. So source energy is connecting to itself, which is you. Our source energy, just a little piece of it. So there's nothing to really be afraid of because it's what created you. Now, if you use the God energy or some other energy, then it would be something outside of yourself that never created you, although it could create the clones. So your power is with your spirit, and your power is with source energy, which is what you are. So hopefully that helps you. So there's nothing to be worried about or afraid of, you know. And naturally, if, you know, like you're doing a clearing and you think you're cloned out, well, then that will bring more of you here. That's the real you. And get rid of the clone, that's a hologram maybe over you that you can't see, kind of making it a little more visual for people. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. And another terrific testimonial. So this listener, and I'm trying to see what healing she did this in, perhaps the natal barcode clearing. They put the words, I love you. So now this phrase is neutralized for them. And now I can say it, but I'm not harming or courting those I say it to. It feels different. There's no clingy or fuzzy good feeling associated with it. It's difficult to explain, they're saying, but after a phrase is neutralized, in the heart and spoken from the heart, it goes out from the body to who you say it to and then bounces back without any judgments or rules attached to the action. So my heart has changed the previous program that was installed to peace without judgment. So we've talked about this a lot, but it's wonderful. It's a wonderful message, Ron. So maybe you can explain what the difference is between love, as we understand it emotionally on this planet, and peace.
Well, it's a completely different energy. So the love energy deals in duality for some reason. And peace doesn't necessarily have a counterpart to it. So I imagine somebody could probably find something, if they looked hard enough. But basically, the only word we could use here that is in non-judgment of duality and being in the now, we'll say, without any attachments or cordings, is peace. And so the peace energy would be the only way we could talk about source energy as what it would be is peace. I'm sure there might be some other word, but peace seems to work very well. And when you deal with love energy, then you have the duality of everything that's not love and everything that's just a little bit of love. So you're dealing with the duality energy, and it depends how far you are on that pendulum. Because you will go from the maximum of wherever you are to the other side, maximum negativity of that. And you want to be in the center. And in the center, there's no love, it's peace. So somehow, to me, the difference, I don't know what to say other than that. It's just the love energy. People talk about love like at the expos, and I don't even really understand what they're talking about, because so much negativity in love. And they're trying to make everybody love everything. They just don't know what the word is. They never heard about peace, probably, just to use the word love. And then they're caught up in the mindset of love and what it means, and that's the alien program. So they just maybe don't even get it. I think it's probably about time to go to the light ship. So maybe we can bring forth some of the rooms here. So I'll just bring everybody up. Maybe you can mention one room at a time to me, Ann. So here we go. I'm going to go to the light ship and bring in your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. I do have people that commented at the expo that they do take their plants up and they're growing, very nicely and larger and, everything is wonderful. So plants will normally show up, if you're wondering what's going on, when we do these clearings, the plants will really show you what's happening. So here we go. Going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And the first room we're going to go into is a room that has, looks like, frog energies. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Request your healings. And the next room that we're going to will be the room that has the deers. People like the deer energies. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into one more room. And the rainforest room is pretty popular, so let's go into that room. And again, you want to request your one specific healing that you're dealing with in each room. So here we go, rainforest room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, next room we're going into will be a room with the oxygen. We did this today earlier, oxygen room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's go into the room, let's see, we got strawberry room. Okay. So we'll have some strawberries. So here we go, everybody. You can have a little nurturing here, some food coming to you. So we'll go into the room with strawberries, and they can also do some healing work with you. I don't know, maybe we'll go to the food court. Let's go to the food court and have strawberries, I guess. Jeez. Go to the healing room for strawberries and eat them. That wouldn't be too good, would it? Oh, boy. Here we go, food court. So we're going to have some strawberries. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Throw your strawberries there. And now we'll go into the panda bear room. Here they come. Request your healing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's see, we'll go into a room that has the elephant. So let's go to the elephant room. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We'll do one more room here, and that room will be the hot tub room to help eliminate some of your toxins in your body. And you're in a purple-type gel right now. Feel on your physical body maybe a little bit of pressure on it. Maybe you might feel like a coating on your skin. So here we go, going into that room for healing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. One more room will be where the little newts are. Here we go. So the newts, and maybe we'll go where the polywogs are too. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody, we'll come back from the light ship now. So we're coming back down. Here we go. I'll count from 5 to 1 backwards. You're going to feel the energy leave you because right now you're in source energy. And you're coming back now to the timeline that's here that you're living on with us right now. So here we go, coming back down. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, so back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Wow, that was really wonderful. Thank you so much for taking us to the light ship. Okay, we're really close already to, unless we have extra time tonight, do we, Ron? Did BBS say we could keep going?
Oh, we got 10 minutes probably, so go ahead.
Oh, good. Okay, good. Okay. We met so many lovely people, as I said, on the at the expo, and we have a question, I believe, from someone who was there, if I'm getting this name correct. I'm not going to say her name, but her question is about the spirit barcode release, which you did talk about quite a bit at the expo. So her question is, if we die on this timeline and are also, which we are, living on other timelines, what happens to those other lives?
Oh, okay. So if you die before ascension, okay, automatically your spirit will be taken to quarantine. So everything goes to quarantine to get cleansed off. And the other energies of you are more than likely being looked at or sought after upon that situation. So I would say the light will look for you as much as it can in the darkness energies. And that's why you want to do the earth transfer, because that will have a resonance, you know, to you somewhere. And that can help also to connect your body and different parts of you along with your spirit. And that can bring you also back into quarantine. So that's the main thing. I guess the way to look at it a little differently, if you didn't have any darkness, you would be going to source energy into quarantine anyway, but you'd all be there. So you'd be 100% you there, you know, before ascension time. Now, after, but since the dark side controls the planet, which is only because people have emotions, now, as you look back upon it, you know, the humans have caused this condition to themselves. They caused the problem by being in emotions here, which brings forth the aliens. Initially, you got trapped here with emotions, and they brought stuff into you and brought you into duality and you really didn't know much about it because it seemed like a nice joyride and you had fun. Well, a lot of people now, after being incarnated, you know, maybe 1,000 times or so, you're kind of getting burned out at this here, and now you're looking for the answer, how do I get the hell out of here? And that's to get rid of the emotions so that they can't find you. So the other way of looking at it is that if everybody here stopped having emotions, which means that you're in the now, and if everybody here did the mind-to-heart drop on the planet, then the aliens would say, hey, we're not getting anything out of these people. And so the people listening want to get rid of their emotions, and they want to be in the now, so they can't be abducted. So you're only abducted because you have emotions. I'm sure there's other reasons, but that's the vast majority of the reason why you are being taken, because you're dealing with emotional situations, and that's where they're living off of you. That's why you're the host to them. So if you get rid of the emotions, and everybody else got rid of emotions here, the darkness would say, gee, you know, there's no storyline for us to give to these people because they don't want to read the storylines of emotions, or they don't care about things burning down or wars or anything else, and we'll just stop doing that because they are causing all these problems, okay? These are these invisible energies that you cannot see causing these problems. And then you have alien races having wars here and things like that. So they're acting out and bringing in energies into the people along with entities that are locked here to cause problems. So if you don't have any emotions, that's the bottom line, then you're peaceful, and the aliens won't get any energy from you when you're in peace, and they'd probably say, well, let's go somewhere else, adios. So that the humans are bringing upon their own death sentence now because they're in emotions. And when ascension time comes, if they don't have the process that we have on the website to get cleared out, if you don't do any clearings and you deal with emotions, then you will be on a planet that is no longer of light, because this planet here will no longer be here. It won't be created by light any longer as I'm talking right now, this moment. So this is the last time this planet of light will be here for humans to be on it, of light. So you're going to be cloned out with your consciousness somewhere else, and that's the way it is. You'll be stolen. And they could even take maybe 1% of you in the Beyondo. That's why you want to do the spirit barcode, and that spirit barcode will resonate to your spirit so light can find you. Well, if you do your spirit barcode, you know, you're going to be taken out of here and going to light. If you don't do it, then you're lost. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you for always reiterating about the Earth is going to, you know, be gone at ascension time, because I don't know about other people, but a New Age person that, and they might still be teaching this, what this New Age person that I worked with, you know, 8 or 10 years ago would say, oh, you want to start getting on the new Earth that's coming in. And now, of course, I know that's a cloned alien Earth, and he was encouraging people to, you know, start getting off of this planet and then going to that one. At the time, I didn't realize that he was trying to take us away from our own humanness and the light.
That's sad that people do things like that.
Yeah.
Got more people, you know, but that's their mission.
Right, and what a great way to abduct them, just have them, you know, ask for it.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah. So if we could, Ron, just back for a moment to the spirit barcode question the lady was asking. After she did this spirit barcode for two deceased loved ones in her family, she saw them on timelines. So I'm wondering, you know, or she's wondering, what's going on there, and is there something else she needs to do?
She may not have seen the actual, she may have saw the cloned replica and not the one with spirit energy. Remember I talked before that you have the clone of you that is created by darkness, okay? And that's most of the population now walking around that you see. They're darkness. There's no light in them at all. And then you have the cloned humans. So she was probably seeing a clone of that person on a timeline that didn't have any light in it.
Okay, that's good. That's good. And I was going to ask, Ron, should this person be doing a timeline crash for herself? Right, because if she's seeing people on another timeline, isn't she also on that timeline?
If that is correct, yes. So I would get off that timeline. They may be trying to use that replica, a true clone, to bring you into a timeline. So I would do timeline crashes on that.
Right.
Really shouldn't be seen or brought into timelines. Well, it's good that she's seeing that. That's great. I would imagine a lot of people would love to be able to see their timelines that they're abducted onto. I mean, that's an abduction. And so the fact that she can see it, that's wonderful. Now she can be empowered to do that. Most people don't know what they are, you know. And, you know, you do get the ramifications that the problems with it happening to your body if things are going wrong on those timelines, but you may not be conscious of it. So you just, you know, going with blind faith, we'll say, to clear the timelines out, because you don't feel anything. But you will feel different after you finished it. But you may not have anything that you can put your finger on. You're just doing a clearing because, you know, we tell you that you need to do that to get off of those timelines. So if you are seeing timelines occurring, then you must be on that timeline in order to see that. But the people you're looking at are, which may look like your relatives or something, they are 100% cloned alien replicas.
Okay, Ron. Wow, thank you. It occurred to me that it might be nice for people if we could have a sample of the fear clearing.
Well, you shouldn't be in fear.
I know.
but if you are in fear, here we go. You're only in fear because you're afraid of abductions, and you're afraid of what you don't know. That's why we have clearings to help you out. So if you are in fear right now, then that means that you need to do a fear clearing, do your whole lifetime fear clearing. That's what's needed for you. You know, but first do the emotions. So here we go. Releasing the energies. One. Think of your fear, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, there. So what happened, the Earth Spirit was not going to be here for this last 2,000-year cycle. It was going to take the planet back then when Jesus came. But because hardly anybody ascended, it decided to be here. So it sacrificed itself, and the darkness stole. You know, I think we were able to get 27% of it back, and that's all that we could get from light. So the darkness is holding the rest of that. You know, energy 73% is in darkness. So your spirit sacrificed itself for humanity. I think looking at it, you know. Realistically, it should have probably just not even came, you know, to do this time here, but it did, because people still aren't awake. It thought people would be awake after 2,000 years. Hello. So anyway, back to you, Ann. I guess our show is, we can probably go another minute or two, and then we should probably close down. But anyway, that's kind of what happened. So what's here now is not the Earth spirit that's been here for 1.4 million years. It's the spirit before that, and that spirit was a female spirit. The one that we had here is male, and the one before that was female, and now the female one is here, and it doesn't have all those the alien agenda and stuff connected to it like the last one had. And so it's a lot more stronger and powerful in that sense because it can hold its integrity and not be abducted by the aliens. Oh, and also it can't be replicated, even though the Earth still could be replicated because they have the blueprint from the last Earth spirit here. So it gets a little complicated, but anyway, that's where we are. So what do you have to add, Ann? Anything? 8 hour
no,
call tomorrow.
No, It was a wonderful show, Ron, and full of terrific information. Someone had a question about oneness and clearing it. I don't know if it's too late in the show to get into that and what that means, but you could make a comment about it.
Well, in light, there's no such thing as oneness. You know, everything is unique. If you want to clear oneness, the word oneness, you know, the natal chart clearing to do that. Also the key word of oneness. But there's no such thing as oneness. There is light. But light, you know, like yourself, there's different type of light energy. So you're individual in the light. And so you're not in oneness with anything else in the light. You're not going to resonate to anything else in the light. You can go there and be separate and be in light. Otherwise, if there was a oneness, that would be a condition of energetic cordings through everything, which the darkness gives you. Darkness will give you oneness. That way you're hooked up energetically and corded to everything around, which is exactly what you don't want. You want to be separate, and you want to have your own spirit identity. Otherwise, you're connected to darkness. So that's the way I would look at oneness, just a dark side term that makes it sound warm and fuzzy, and it makes you think that you're connected to some greater thing, which is the mass consciousness here, universal mind, and that's all darkness energy that programs you. So I guess that's probably it. Let's close the show down here, everybody. Do the mind a heart drop. This you should be doing yourself. You want to say it out loud, which is to ask your spirit, to actually command your spirit. So you can say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards to move the energy, which you can do yourself. You can do it with me if you wish. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So for the newbies, you're going to notice that you're in your heart center. You're not thinking whatsoever because light doesn't have a vocabulary. And so when you connect the dots, you realize that anybody who does channeling or anything else to bring in the divine energies or whatever they're doing and they're talking, they're in darkness because source energy doesn't have any communication. It would be in duality. So you're just hearing duality coming out of, you know, somebody who's talking or channeling or, you know, angel card readings or whatever, using those energies, master energies, no such thing. Not in true light, doesn't exist. True light is just strictly peace. So thank you, everybody, and no communication. Bye, everyone. Blessings. Thank you, BBS. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, people, for listening. Bye, everyone.